Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's message, as I said before, is from our Old Testament reading from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Dear friends in Christ, stop the world, I want to get off. This is the reaction sometimes some of us have when we run into a major roadblock in our day. Well, you know that feeling when something kind of out of your control happens and kind of throws a monkey wrench in your way? The coffee pot explodes. The computer decides to take the day off. Right in the middle of that project you're having to do. Maybe the dishwasher and the washing machine stage a rebellion and fill the house with soap and water. Whatever it is. Most of the time, of course, we get sidetracked with minor annoyances once in a while. But there are times when life is downright chaotic. And nobody likes chaos. We can't thrive under the fear of being bombarded by demands and worries and problems from every direction. We'd go bananas. When the kids are late, you've got to get to work, and the dog tracks who knows what into the house. It feels like chaos, and we just want things to stop. You see, life can't exist in the midst of chaos. In the book of Genesis today, Moses takes us back to the very beginning, and actually even before. It's interesting, the words there, the Hebrew words, are Bereish bara Elohim, and it says in the beginning God created God, right? In the beginning God created. So it's Bereshith, bara Elohim. Bereish, those words are kind of interesting. It actually means Bereish and bara are both the same, have the same root. It basically means in the beginning of all beginnings, God created the heavens and the earth. We get a peek kind of here into the moments of prehistory, right before the fall, before the rat race of modern life, before work, before crashing computers and cars that won't start. When we encounter Genesis, now we might first think about the Garden of Eden, of paradise or perfection, but here at the very beginning, at the time when there is God and only God, this is where we find chaos. Life can't take place in the void of nothingness. And right now, as the Spirit of Yahweh hovers over the waters, chaos reigns. There's some other Hebrew words that are interesting here. Hebrew is a beautiful language. It has some rhyming words that are kind of cool. This stage of pre-creation, what we have here is the words vohu to bohu. That's kind of difficult to translate into English, but it means something like formless and void, that the world was formless and void, or it was a swirling water mass, or it was shapeless, unformed, orderless thing. It was chaos, if you will. It's not evil. There's no sin yet. But whatever the Hebrew word means, the point is made. Life can't exist where chaos reigns. You can't build a castle on top of a black hole. I mean, it just won't work. There's nothing solid on which to build here. Life can't exist. In order for life to take place, chaos has to be subdued. Chaos must be defeated. While chaos reigns, you see, life cannot go on. We know, and you and I know this all too well, God created the world by the power of His Word, But the chaos soon came roaring right back in the form of a seductive serpent and a bite of forbidden fruit. That was evil. Bringing chaos into what was not chaos. From that moment on, the fall of sin actually assured us that life in the world would be a pitched battle against this chaos. Cut off from the Creator, Adam and Eve and all the children, all their children, right down to you and me today, well, we're all caught up in a world doing its best to tear itself apart. And that is evil. And it started badly enough right after the fall. I mean, think about it. If you're a farmer, thorns and thistles in your field and the sweat of your brow and crops that fail anyway are bad enough. If you're a woman, pain in childbirth is bad enough. These are the effects of sin, the effects of the chaos that we heard about right away in Genesis chapter 3. Oh yeah, and death. So in the day that you eat of it, you will surely become doomed to die. That was for starters, chaos. But you also kind of know how it's gone since that very first sin. You and I feel this chaos every day. We can sense it kind of stalking us like wild animals hunting prey. We feel the void closing in on us when the job is lost and the bills are due. We feel that void trying to swallow us whole at the hospital or at the funeral home. Chaos takes the shape of addiction and depression. Chaos confronts us as Christians suffer persecution and ungodly agendas are forced down our throats. Name your poison. I mean, abortion, violence, abuse, neglect, and the sins of others that others commit against us, and the sins that we commit with our own hands, our own minds, our own hearts. They all beckon us to the very edge of the abyss. The void, the chaos, the enemy of life actually seeks to devour us like a roaring lion. Now, some of these chaotic effects, are brought on us by ourselves and our own doing, in our own evil living. Some happen because of somebody else's sin. Don't get me wrong, it's not, you know, that every time the computer locks up or the washing machine goes on the blank, or more seriously, when we lose a job or suffer a terrible accident, it's because of some particular sin that we've committed. It's not like we can just apologize to God and say, fix this now. But really, in every case, the root cause is sin. It's either Adam's sin, Eve's sin, my sin, your sin, the world's sin. All of that sin has separated us from God and thus thoroughly corrupted God's perfect creation. It's chaos. See, for life to exist, the chaos in the world and in our lives must be subdued. The enemies of sin, Satan, and death must be broken for us. Because you and I both know that we have no strength on our own. And this cosmic job is, well, it's just too big. Yeah, I mean, we look at the chaos in our lives and we say, stop the world, I want to get off. Yahweh, our God, hovers over the waters, hovers over the void, and he says, let there be. With his powerful word, chaos is broken. With his word, chaos is broken. And God saw what he had made, and behold, it was good. That's how he described his creation. That formless mass is brought to heal and life abounds, not because God had to do it, But because of his limitless love, God our Father created life out of nothing. The Latin word is ex nihilo. That's something you can bring home with you today. Ex nihilo, out of nothing. Chaos is broken, and the result is life. In the void, in the black hole, in the chaos, life can't abide. But with the Word of God, there is life, life, and more life. This is God's world. It all belongs to Him. Everything is Him, from the cattle on 1,000 hills to the people from 1,000 nations. Everything and everyone is His creation. He made it, and He will sustain it, and He will redeem it for Himself. So when the chaos of evil threatens to overtake His children, His creation, or His church, it's God's living Word that brings order, peace, and salvation. His Word created the world, and His Word made flesh and blood in Jesus Christ, recreated you and me to save us from sin, death, and the devil. That incarnate Word came to us in Bethlehem's manger. And today, in our gospel lesson, it stands in the Jordan River with John. And here, the mighty Son of God stands with lowly sinners like you and me. He stands with us. My sins, your sins, the sins of the whole world were poured onto His head as Jesus undergoes a sinner's baptism. The Father who called the light good now praises the light of the world and proclaims an eternal very good upon Jesus as He says, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Luther, in his commentary on the book of Genesis, in case you're ever wondering, if you ever want to read Luther's commentary on Genesis, it's 3 volumes, okay? But when he's talking about this section, he says, when God speaks, He doesn't speak as you or I speak. When God speaks, He speaks reality into existence. When God says, "Let there be," it happens. When He says, let there be light," light happens. When He says, "Let there be," let the waters above and the waters below be separated, it happens. When He says, "I forgive you all your sins for the sake of my Son, Jesus Christ," it happens. The Word of God is powerful, doing what it says it will do. You see, in a way that nobody could ever dare to imagine, the Son of God recreated us, not in power, but in weakness, with humility and service, with lowliness and stripes, with a cross and nails and a spear thrust into His side. At that place called Skull Hill, Jesus recreates a fallen world, and He rescues hell-bent sinners by dying their death. When the baptized Son of God said from the cross, "It is finished," He spoke a truth deeper than any of us could ever fathom. You see, His baptized, crucified flesh redeemed our fallen, sinful flesh. By removing the sin that separated us from God, Jesus' death actually reconciled us to Him. Restored that relationship that was broken, that chaos that came into this world. Restored that our relationship with the One who actually brings order out of chaos. Perfection, where there was a formless void. Paradise, where there was a black hole. That's who Jesus reconciled us with. Jesus' perfect life redeemed our wretched performance and squalid choices. His beauty recreates our ugliness and makes us beautiful in the eyes of our loving Father. Beloved in Christ, the void's not your fate. The chaos of sin and death and the devil has no power over you and me. God has created us and then recreated us in Jesus Christ our Lord. The Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters at the moment of creation. The Spirit of God descended upon Jesus at the Jordan River. And the Spirit of God washed you and recreated you at your baptism. So today we thank our Lord, our God, that our baptized, crucified, and resurrected Lord Jesus has broken the power of chaos, broken the power of death, and brings us into His kingdom. And to that we say thank you, Lord. In His name, amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen and amen.